Good morning. We are continuing our discussion of Dina de Malchus, Dina, the obligation of a Jew to adhere to secular law, not only Torah law, but secular law as well, when the concept of Dina de Malchus, Dina applies. And our discussion more recently was discussing the application of Dina de Malchus, Dina to the land of Israel today, to the country of Eretz Israel. And we saw that indeed there is a machlokas, a major machlokas, between the poskim, if Dina de Malchus Dina applies today to the land of Israel. We saw the view of Rav Avadya Yosef and also Rav Eliashiv, who held that Dina de Malchus Dina does apply when it comes to taxes, payment of customs duties, etc., to the government. It doesn't mean it applies across the board in all circumstances, but in those areas, taxation, most prominent, indeed it does apply. On the other hand, we also saw the view of the Chazon Ish, who is of the view that Dina de Malchus Dina does not apply to the country of Israel. The country of Israel includes in the Knesset a number of people who are anti-Torah, and accordingly he dubbed them a Moches Homed Me'elav. It's like bandits who have taken over. It's like a tax collector who does not have an official capacity to be collecting taxes. He just appoints himself and collects on his own behalf. And the concept here is that it can't be that the Torah would authorize people of the nature in the Knesset who are anti-Torah to make the laws that a Jew would have to adhere to. So accordingly, Dina de Malchus Dina does not apply in the land of Israel. So that's an important machlokas. And our question today is, so what's a possible response to that view of the Chazon Ish, that indeed people should still adhere to the requirements, certainly of paying taxes, but various laws of the Dina de Malchus Dina in the land of Israel today? So in fact, in the Tshuvas Netzach Yisrael, which was written by Rav Yisrael Grossman, he passed away in 2007. He was a well-known Rosh Yeshiva in the Hasidic realm. He was one of the Rosh Yeshiva. He was a Rosh Yeshiva of one of the yeshivas of Pinsk and Karlin. So he was asked as follows: is it permitted to buy assets that were possessed or repossessed by the government? Government acquired those assets from people who did not pay their taxes. And in order to pay off those debts, the government came in and took possession of those assets, be it a car or be it jewelry, etc. And what they do is they sell those assets at public auction and people come and purchase those assets. So he responded, indeed, it's permitted to purchase those assets. There's not a halachic problem. And he brings a very fascinating rationale. He says as follows: it could very well be that if the former owners of those assets participated in the electoral process, either for the Knesset, that's on the national level in Israel, or on the municipal level in Israel, indeed they have shown that they agree to the levying of taxes. The concept here is that if they are voting, they are obviously acknowledging and buying into the system, and they know that part of the system indeed is levying taxes. And he continues as follows, that obviously we are saddened by the state of affairs in the land of Israel, that the government supports things that are anti-Torah, and in particular, we can talk about the schools of the Chilonim, that the non-observant kids, they are indoctrinated into the concepts of kafira, heresy. They are indoctrinated into not having emunah, belief in God, and the promiscuities in the schools, and the Chilul Shabbos in the schools. Obviously, it's a terrible thing, and when we give funds to the government, some of the funds may indeed wind up supporting those ventures, supporting those schools that are teaching things that are absolutely contrary to Torah. So what do we rely on? So he says it's as follows: those people who are Shomrei Torah mitzvahs rely on the concept of Breira. Breira, he explains as follows, means that when we give towards something, we effectively, retroactively are saying that anything, once it's given, once the money that we give to the government is given, if it's given for an improper item, an improper purpose, we make the following statement. We have the following belief that retroactively, our funds that we give are, it's going to be given specifically for something appropriate and proper. So we're going to say, for example, or we're going to think, or in even just theory, we don't have to actually say it, that when we give taxes to the government, when we pay taxes, customs, and duties, we effectively are earmarking those not to go to the secular schools, but to go to the observant schools or to go to the proper needs of the government. And accordingly, based on this concept of Breira, our funds are not going to support something inappropriately. So that's the rationale of the Netzach Yisrael. If you're buying into the system, if you're electing into the system, if you're voting in the system, you're buying into it and you have to pay taxes. The Sefer Amudei Mishpat, it's been by a Rav, a contemporary Rav, Rav Avishai Taharani, who's an Abbasin today in Eretz Yisrael. So he brings this concept of the Tshuvas Netzach Yisrael, of Rav Yisrael Grossman, that if you're voting, you're acknowledging the system, you have to pay into the system. And he says, let's build on that. Let's take it another step. If we have somebody who is having any type of benefit in the country, for example, from Bituach Lami, that's the national insurance, or giving support, financial support for those who are unemployed. Various financial benefits from Bituach Leumi. Some who are people who, we talked about unemployed, and people who have kids, they get a monthly payment, or people who are benefiting from the roads that are paid for with tax dollars, or from the lights that are on at night, the street lights that's paid for by tax dollars, tax shkolim, and kupat cholim, that's the national insurance, the health insurances, or somebody who benefits indeed from the police, or the fire department, or the hatzalah, Magen David Adam, from the army. If you have any of these benefits, and obviously everyone in the country has these benefits, we're walking at night, we're walking on the paved streets that were paid for by tax dollars, you can't come now and say that I'm not going to pay taxes because Dina de Malchus Dina doesn't apply. Because if that's the case, whenever you receive a service or you have a benefit, you're going to have to pay the full rate of what they would charge a private individual who is not part of the system. You'd have to pay if that ambulance comes to pick somebody up, or if you're paying for the lights at night, you're going to have to pay full rack rate. And accordingly, you can't come and say, I'm not going to pay at all. I'm not going to pay into the system when you're benefiting from the system, because that is nira kegozel asarabim. That is somebody who is freeloading, and not only freeloading, is stealing from people who are paying into the system, who are paying taxes with the assumption that everyone's going to pay in because we're all benefiting. We all have to have a similar detriment. So he continues, he adds on even more than that. If somebody wants to say, I'm not paying taxes into the system, but they're buying subsidized goods in the country. For example, bread is subsidized by the country of Israel, by the government of Israel, and various other things, milk and other necessities are subsidized. And here we have somebody who is not paying into the system and is buying subsidized goods that are subsidized by the taxpayers' money, by the shkalim that are paid by the taxpayers. Accordingly, that person would have to pay full rate for everything that he receives, including bread and milk, etc. And another point Rav Taharani adds on, you can't come and say that the government of Israel is a moches ha'omei me'elav, that they have appointed themselves to be on top of things, and they have appointed themselves. It's like a bandit collecting tax dollars who's not authorized, because in fact, when somebody is voting in the system, you can no longer say, even if you voted for somebody else, you can no longer say that this is a moches ha'omei me'elav, this is like a tax collector that appointed himself, when you yourself are voting in the system. So for all those reasons, we do have arguments indeed based on those views of the Netzach Yisrael and the Amudei Mishpat of Avishai Taharani, that indeed there would have to be payment of taxes by people who are voting or benefiting in any way from the system. And Meir Tzashem, maybe we'll see a response to this from the view that indeed, given even somebody who votes, etc., that still maybe there's an argument that there is not Dina de Malchus Dina. Meir Tzashem, tomorrow, have a wonderful day.